Brandon Marshall's fine. We pulled him out of practice. He just got a little sore, so we just, precautionary because we've been bringing him along. DT made that great play in the end zone, kind of banged the goalpost back there, but he's okay, so we'll get him checked out. Joe Don's the one, right? He's got a neck, and we're taking a look at him, but seemed to be doing pretty good when he went off the field, so I'll let you guys know more. Okay, so that's where we're at, other than all the guys that have been out and the guys I held out, so... we practiced with, 68, 69 guys today, so we didn't have many players, but they pushed through it. We got some good work done. We need a break tomorrow, and then we'll get back to work. You guys are easy on Sunday, huh? Is that it?
How did the quarterbacks look to you?
I thought Brock did a good job. He missed a few plays. I know he missed a skinny there at the end on a little mock situation we had on 3rd and 7, but he made a lot of plays too. I just think he's gaining a little confidence running the football team when it's his. You can see when he comes out here on those days, it's not a shock. It's let's go. And so I think it's important for the group, and obviously it's important for his career. So I thought he did a good job.
Could you kind of talk about these last few days being kind of that push before this game? Did you see what you wanted to see?
I think we have because we're looking at a ton of reps with our young players. I told the players a while ago, one of my concerns right now, is we've been bringing some guys along slowly and we've got a few nicks and stuff, is that we haven't had everybody working together. But that's part of the deal. I mean, it's part of camp. But we ought to be pretty close come Tuesday to where we all start working together and got everybody on the same page, where it's not this guy's working an hour, this guy's doing, we ought to be pretty close to having everybody on the same page.
Can we talk in the offseason about how Cody was capitalizing on his extra reps with the Larry situation? Do you see that paying off a little bit now in camp?
Yeah, I think I have. He's wore down. We kind of monitor how much our players run and stuff. Luke's got a little program, and, that kid's run more than anybody on this football team for the last, how long we've been here now? A year? But he runs a lot, so he's wore down. But when he freshens up, you can watch him. When he's fresh in practice, things are good, things are sharp. And he's a vastly improved player, from OTAs to now, and that's what we need.
How's Kenny and Nicky doing since he
does? He's really doing good. The concern with Kenny is hanging on to weight, bulk, and those type of things. But you know what? If you're 15 pounds lighter than everybody, but you play harder than everybody else, it doesn't matter. And he's Bill's getting everything out of him. He's an effort player, chase guy, makes a lot of plays because of his effort as a player. So been impressed with Kenny. He's making a big push to help this football team.
What did you see from CJ and Ronnie today?
I thought CJ, first off, CJ comes off a little banged shoulder yesterday, wakes up this morning, says, I'm going, I feel great. So that, as a coach right away, that's a great sign. And he had a really good practice. We put a few balls on the ground. I don't know who it was, but we put a few balls on the ground today. But I think Ronnie Hillman has been a consistent performer throughout camp so far. So we'll see. We'll see how it happens.
In your offense, can Ronnie profile for that kind of running? I mean, he's a
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's a big play player. There's a difference. And some guys that are back there and they're that 5 and 6 yard player, and they have the ability maybe to make a big play. But every time he touches, he's got a chance for a home run. And he runs with confidence between the tackles. And maybe we get to the point where I'm doing these things with him. I don't know, but I don't see a reason for that right now. I see him doing everything we do.
Last off day, you talked about you had to make some evaluations. Mm-hmm. This time around, what type of evaluations do you plan on making? And decisions
we're evaluating every day. We'll sit down tomorrow, but tomorrow's going to be more about depth charts. Okay, this is where we're at. This is where we're at heading into Seattle. Probably talking about play time and how we get guys ready. We've obviously got some things going on with various veteran guys that we got to make some decisions on play time in this first game. So I think we'll be more in that mode as we prepare for Tuesday.
Gary, you release your depth chart, like you mentioned, tomorrow. Should we read a lot into that? Not very much.
I would say not very much, Ron. We'll put one out there, but nobody's – I'm sure there's a few guys on this team y'all know are going to be okay. They're going to play, don't read too much into what's going on up front or anywhere. I mean, it's going to be very competitive. They're going to win and lose jobs, in these preseason games and going against good players. And I shouldn't say lose jobs, but they're going to win jobs, playing against good players. So we'll put one out. But, like I said, everybody needs to keep their antennas up and keep going. Yeah, I think Virgil's benefited from OD too. I think Owen's an excellent teacher, and Owen's a pro, and I think Virgil's kind of taken Owen. He's learned how to. Virgil had a hard time holding up through the course of practice with me initially when we got him in OTAs and stuff, and he's held up. He's been really good, and he makes plays at the end of the day, so that's what you like to see. So I think Virgil's benefiting from his work and being around a big-time pro.
Is DT ready to play in the preseason
game? I think he could. We'll make that decision probably Wednesday or Thursday. I think he very well could from what I've seen him do the last couple of days. But if we're going to err on that decision, it's probably going to be on the other side. So I'll let you guys know, but I think he's pretty darn close to being ready to go.
Yeah, you're about 8-9 days into this camp. The overall feeling of this team, do you feel like these guys are enjoying it, or are they just run down?
I don't know if guys ever enjoy training camp. I first off, I feel good about our work. I think we've done a good job. Actually, Greek and Luke, and, we had some interesting situations with players. I think our progress with them has been good. I made the comment that I think we should all be pretty close on the same page come Tuesday. But I think our work's been good. I think defensively we've really been good the last couple of days. Offensively, we play young on certain days up front, and I think that's going to happen right now. But we need to settle down and get DT and Emmanuel and Peyton working together on a regular basis. I think our special teams could be a real strength of our team because we can run. We got a lot of linebackers that can run. So, I don't know. Those are some observations. We'll find out a lot more when we hit the field on Friday.
You guys have practiced some rarely used situations on special teams like missed field goal return, free kick. How important is it to have that thoroughness of work on special teams?
Yeah, it is. The season's about recall. You can't stand out here every day and keep your guys out here doing those things every day, but you got to go through them. You got to talk about how you handle situations, and there has to be great recall during the course of a season. So we're going to hit it all. We have what we call mock situations all the time, or we're putting players through mind games in a lot of ways, and coaches. So I don't know if you guys notice, I've got Mitch out there with me when we do, if we're moving the ball or we're doing 4-minute or – I got Mitch with me because he's going to be on the headset. So we're trying to practice everything that's going to happen on game day.
How do you feel about Brock's play today and just his general?
Yeah, I just said earlier I thought he practiced well. He missed a play at the end of practice that he needs to make. But I think he continues to get more comfortable in his role when he gets the football team. So I think he's had a good, 8 or 9 days and just keep going. Needs to play a lot in the preseason. I think CJ needs to play. He's a young player, I think that's the fine line in this business. When you get into preseason, you can't sit here and say, we're going to play our ones for 12 play. Our ones, you might be talking about 3 or 4 guys on offense right now. So we're going to separate her by player. But I see CJ as a guy who needs to play more than Peyton Manning does. You know what I mean? So, he's a very young player. So we'll see. I'll put play counts on him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Napper will be on the field with me. Rico will be the upstairs guy. Wade's the downstairs guy. I don't have it with me, but it's no big deal. Yeah. Yeah. We know exactly how we're working. Yeah. We're ready to go. And we've done it before for the most part, all of us.
Looks like there's a competition for that 1B type of running back. Gary, Ronnie, Monte.
I would agree with that. I think CJ's having a good camp, doing his job. But I think after that, I think on any given day, and I think it's been deep as far as, watching all of them work, not just Ronnie and Monte. I think the other guys have worked extremely well, too. So we're going to play them all. They're all a little bit different in how they do things. And, I got to watch them on game day. I watch them enough out here. I got to watch them against good people, and we'll see good people on Friday.